Good morning, Skirt Strategist.
Good morning.
It's the Monday Morning Detox, your weekly focus for being a better female leader.
That's right.
If it's at all possible to be better than you are, just saying. We're talking this month about charisma.
We are.
A book that Carol has turned us on to, The Charisma Myth.
By Olivia Fox Cabane.
Olivia Fox Cabane. Spell Cabane.
C-A-B-A-N-E.
Okay. So if you're going to chase it down, Olivia sounds like it should be. Fox sounds like it should be. Here's the focus for this week. We're taking the first piece of her model, the three-piece model.
Right.
We didn't tell you what that was last week. We're going to tell you all three pieces right now. Presence,
power,
and warmth. Presence, power, and warmth. Talk this week about presence. We'll spend a little time next week on power, and then the week after for warmth, and we'll wrap up the month with an assessment based on what you've learned. So presence.
So presence.
P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E.
Right, not presence. Like if you give people things, you've got automatic charisma.
But if you gave them presence?
Right.
With a CE, that'd be a wonderful gift.
It would be. And that is part of charisma.
It is?
Is to give somebody your presence.
Oh, good, look at it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So being present in the moment, being present as a listener, being present face to face. What else? How do you see that?
It's interesting. Just as we talk about this, and you said in the video that when you talked about it with your husband, the minute you said presence, he was more present with you. And as we sit here talking to each other across a desk, when we talk about presence, I just feel like being more present with you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, and so you can practice this because we're not all great at it. And I've got to say, this is one of the things that and under charisma, I really need to practice, especially when you get in a room full of people. And this is what we want you to practice this month is sometime when you need to give somebody your presence, you stop what you're doing. You give them your full attention. You listen empathically and you do not listen with the thought towards what you're going to say next or who else is
listening.
Or the
distraction.
Or, yeah.
The trash truck driving by.
Yeah, we did this in our retreat recently. We had people practice being present with each other and talking to each other. And I went around the room with a loud noisemaker and trying to distract people to interrupt. Because you get those interruptions no matter what. Mm-hmm. But you really do need to try to be present and talk about your story.
Well, it happened to me when I was talking to somebody in my front yard who'd stopped by to drop something off. And behind her goes the trash truck. And behind the trash truck comes the recycling truck. recycling truck stops across the street for a split second. They didn't have their bin out yet. So it starts to take off. And I'm watching this. I'm thinking, oh, they missed their recycling. And then a little kid comes running out. And the trash truck, who's halfway down the street, sees him in his rearview mirror, starts to back up. I'm hearing the beep, beep, while I'm listening to Nicole talk to me. And I'm trying to be present. And they got their trash picked up. They got their recycling picked up. It ended up great. But being present was a huge challenge.
So that's your challenge for this week, is to be present.
Regardless of diversions.
In situations. And be present with people. And I think you'll notice the difference in how they perceive you. If somebody takes the time to be present with you, you are perceived in a better light.
Mm-hmm. And you're less likely to be seen as rude. You're more likely to be seen as caring. Mm-hmm. So many good things come from this as a leader and a successful woman leader. So presence alone is, you've learned something right off the bat this week that you can take and run with.
That's right.
All right. And then we'll talk about more of them, as we said, in the following couple of weeks. We're doing so well until she sneezed. That was a huge sneeze. Let's leave it at that for our Skirt Strategists. Upcoming is your 4 minutes of meditative silence. Silence, Carol. beginning with music and ending with music. May you be happy. May you be healthy.